From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ross Terrell. Documentary filmmaker and MU professor Robert Greene is heading to Sundance with his latest film, Kate Plays Christine. Greene's film is one of 16 U.S. documentaries selected for the prestigious 2016 Film Festival. MU director of the documentary journalism program, Stacy Wolfel, says Greene gives his students insight into the post-production process.
He teaches an editing theory course this semester, and he gave them some footage and had them edit with that. He's talked a lot about his experiences, and so they all feel like they got a little piece of this going to Sundance.
The Sundance Film Festival will play in Park City, Utah from January 21st to January 31st. MU researchers hope to strengthen families throughout Missouri through a five-year project. This aim has stemmed from a $9.6 million grant given to them by the United States Department of Health and Human Services Administration for children and families. All participants, whether married, coupled, or single, will complete a relationship education class. Working with the case manager, the couples or individuals then will choose additional classes based on their needs. Lead of the project, David Schramm, says he is thrilled to help so many families.
So we'll be offering parenting education, family finance education, education related to their personal well-being, helping things go right with stresses and anger and emotions, as well as job skills training.
This program will be offered in 21 Missouri counties, and Schramm says they hope to help 2,000 Missouri residents starting in July 2016. The effort to keep the NFL in St. Louis has cleared a major hurdle. A city aldermanic committee approved a financing plan for a new billion-dollar stadium. The Ways and Means Committee approved the plan by a 7-2 vote today. The full board of aldermen must still approve it. Owners of the Rams, San Diego Chargers, and Oakland Raiders all have proposed moving to Los Angeles. The NFL has a December 30th deadline for the cities to submit plans to retain their teams. It wasn't all good news today. In an interview with Bernie McClaws on radio station WXOS, NFL Executive Vice President Eric Grubman expressed skepticism on the plan, saying the city will fall short of having a compelling proposal that would attract the Rams. Tonight's sales tax election for the Columbia Business Loop 70 Improvement District will continue despite a last-minute objection. KBIA's James Gordon has more.
In a letter sent Wednesday morning, attorneys for Jen Henderson asked Business Loop CID Board President Tom May to delay tonight's election to approve a half-cent sales tax. Henderson is one of only 15 voters eligible to cast a ballot in the election and has been an outspoken critic of both the sales tax proposal and the CID organizers. Among the procedural concerns raised in the letter, Henderson's attorneys, Josh Oxenhandler and Richard Rubin, point out that even though it has a direct financial stake in the outcome, the CID board is handling all election operations without any oversight. Under Missouri law, CID boards can take charge of operations normally handled by election authorities, including mailing and receiving ballots and selecting judges who count the ballots. Current law would also allow for the Boone County Clerk to handle any CID election, as it did in 2011 when a similar sales tax was approved in Columbia's downtown CID. But that option was not feasible for this election, according to Business Loop CID Executive Director Kerry Gartner, since Boone County Clerk Wendy Noren was not available to run the election before August 2017. In an email Thursday morning, Gartner said the board has not been given enough time to review and respond to the issues raised by Henderson. Voters have until 7 p.m. tonight to return their ballots to the office of the Business Loop CID in Parkade Center. James Gordon, KBIA News.
Ross Terrell, KBIA News, Columbia.